Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, everyone. This is CJ Liu on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I am so excited today because we have Linda Howe, who has written two books on the Akashic Records. And she's going to answer all the questions that you have about the Akashic Record in this four-part series. So her most recent book is called Healing Through the Akashic Records. Welcome, Linda. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, CJ. It's wonderful to be with you today.
It was so fun. I read your first book, and I just could not put it down. And I've got to tell you, I actually am in the process of writing my business plan. And in the book, you reference that, you know what, business people can use this. And so I took your book, and I went through all the different processes that you mentioned, and I wrote my business plan, almost two-thirds of it, in 2 hours. That would normally take me, like, 20. So I'm like a big butt. I now pray to you and your book. You saved me 18 hours of my life.
Yay! So
I wanted to start talk about your journey first because I found it fascinating. So you started off, as you were in a title insurance company, then you moved to a graduate student in Russian history. Then you were a tarot card reader. Then you've done all the shamanic stuff. What's going on? What's going
how
on
about
you?
It? How about it? Isn't that funny? Well, do you know what's really interesting is that for me, I mean, so much of my journey has been finding, you know, where can I be in the world that supports my having a spiritual awareness, an active spiritual awareness, and to be effective as a human being. Like, where do I stand? How do I do that? Do you know, and that really has been central to my quest since the very beginning. And of course I started out in the most ordinary and mundane areas, because you know that's where we start, right?
Right.
And so of course I went, you know, I was in title insurance, that's a whole phone conversation unto itself. But anyway, but you know what, that is really, you know, it's very anchored in ordinary reality. And so that is where I started. And,
well, isn't it interesting? Because isn't title insurance like what you're doing is looking at the records of a house?
So how about it? Do you know
this is related?
It's all related, right? Yeah. Because that really is looking back to see who has owned this and, right, and what changes have they made, right, in the physical space. No. This is not lost on me, right? So that's really very much like a, what do you call it, like the micro. And then I moved, I did graduate work in Russian history, which is really, again, it's that same, the same questions, the same inquiry, really. Who are we as people, and where have we been, and what has affected, what has impacted our consciousness and the consequences, right? The consequences of our choices, conscious or unconscious, right? Always consequences. But so that was looking at it from other angles, and then
Like you're actually wider lens, because it was like kind of, you know, there's kind of an individual house, and now you're looking at a historical trend from a country basis, but it's all about history. Fascinating. Okay.
It's about the evolution of awareness, the evolution, right, of self-consciousness, self-perception, individually and collectively. Right? And then, you know, from there I went to, you know, and then I became a tarot card reader, which, you know, was not a hit with my parents, can I just say? But that was really also, see, at that point in my life, I was about 30 when I was reading the cards. And up until that time, I really was pretty convinced that knowledge, the self-knowledge was the answer, right?
Yes.
That this was the key. And so what I discovered through reading cards for myself and for many other people is that, you know, everybody knew everything. You know, when the truth is told, everyone, you know, everybody resonates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fascinating because I began to see that knowledge is great as far as it goes, but that there was something missing. And that something, I wasn't quite sure what it was. It had to do with the life force and power and, you know, that essential vitality of life. And so I moved from the cards into shamanic work, which is really about the use of the primary life force on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a long time, and it was fabulous. It was wonderful. And it delivered me into, it delivered me into the arms of the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
And in the records, what I found, and continue to find, right, I started reading the records in 1994.
Wait, stop. We need to actually go back and describe what the Akashic Records are, because a lot of people, until reading your book, I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, great, great, great. Hey, how about, you know, should we start at the beginning? All right, so here's what this is. It's very interesting. Okay, first of all, Akasha is a Sanskrit word. And what it means is primary substance. That, you know, that from which all things are formed. So that's what Akasha is. The Akashic Record is a vibrational archive of every soul and their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's a vibrational record. And it really is, it's like the chronicles of each and every one of us. It's a soul level dimension of consciousness. And every set of records has two parts. The first part is the essential blueprint of your soul. Like we all have a, you know, we all have a thumbprint. I mean, we know about the imprint of the iris, right, in the eye and the hair and everything. But there is for the soul a basic blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's energetic, yeah? And that is constant. It is a constant through time, time and space. So that's one component, and what travels along with it is a catalog. This is the way I understand it. It's a catalog of the lifetimes that we live through which we become aware of really the core truth of our being as etched out in the blueprint.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
So that's kind of like, it's almost like our mission statement, what our soul is all about is in the blueprint. And then we have like our records, our day-to-day interactions of which we either are true to the blueprint or not. You know, we're off spec or on spec.
Yes. Well, you know what it is, right? Like how am I derailed? I mean, some lifetimes we're derailed. That's all right.
Yeah.
But because we took a long time to work this out. But the records, like the records are the stories of the lifetimes through which we awaken to the truth of who we are.
Okay. And, so we don't figure out, so we try to awaken to our essential blueprint. Is that what you're saying?
That's what we're doing. We awaken to our essential blueprint. And then when we get that, then we keep going, right? And we recognize, you know, the blueprint, the soul print, right? The soul essence of everyone around us. And then, of course, we continue to expand into the recognition of that same truth in all of life. So that's what the record is. Everybody's in. Nobody gets out. I mean, nobody wants to get out, I don't think. But,
right.
You know, we're all in it. We are all in it. We are all part of it. It's dynamic, right? There is that element of it which is fixed. It's stable. It's, right? It's like the core. It's central. And then the rest is unfolding, evolving, because consciousness, you know, the expansion of consciousness is a revelatory process, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So as we keep waking up to more and more as we move through space and time, that is the record responds to it. So it's very current, you see.
And we thought the internet was so cool and the databases, but this is a more astounding database.
But this is, now listen, isn't it great? That's a great idea that you have because this is the cosmic internet. And you know, the reason, here's a fascinating thing. One of the reasons.
You know what? I want to talk to you about that in the next segment. Hold the thought. So
okay. Great,
thank you,
great.
Linda, for sharing your
journey.
And I love how it was all related to Akashic Records, really. I'm sure I'd like to hear more about that. And so you want to know more about Linda Howe, author of Healing Through the Akashic Records, or hear more of our four-part series on Akashic Records, and continue listening to part two on Fired Up with CJ, playing live every Thursday on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, or listen later on iTunes or at firedupwithcj.com. Part two's focus, how does one gain access to the information of the Akashic Records? What does your library card look like, and how do you get in? Listeners in Seattle, make sure to go to www.eastwestbookstore.com to register for Linda's Friday and Saturday classes coming up this Friday and Saturday. That's September 29th and 30th. Is that right? Linda, is that what you're
talking
The 30th and the 1st on Healing Through the Akashic Records. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hello,
everyone. This is CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are continuing with Linda Howe and on our part two of our four-part series, talking about the Akashic Records. So we just learned a little bit in part one what the Akashic Records are. And in this segment, we want to know. So, and here's my sense. This is my layman's description of it. We have the most awesome database. It's a database of this current life that's instantaneously updated the moment we do something. And it then has all of our past lives that are chronicled. I mean, I feel so special that I even have a record, but don't feel too special because our cats, our houses, everything have a record, right, Linda? Everything.
Yes. That's right. Don't let it go to your head.
Don't let it go to your head. Because even this pencil probably has a record, okay?
Okay, so
how does one access? What's our library card? How do we check into the library and pull our records out? What's the process?
Okay. So listen, here's the truth. The truth is that we all bump into, right? We bump into our records all the time. Right? Mm. It's a perceptual shift, right? That's what's required to access the records. Mm. And what happens, and it's the record of our soul, so it's very natural to be on.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, the great challenge, and actually the great opportunity of our time, is being able to move into the records and out of the records of our own volition, as opposed to hoping that we get there.
Right?
Yes. So, to that end, and we are in the time now where the records are available to secular people like ourselves, really for the first time in history, okay? Very exciting, but it's actually quite simple. There are people who get into the records through a variety of ways, and they're all good, like rigorous, like years of, you know, prayer, meditation, study, like that. However, at this time, the way I teach and the way that I work is through, it's in the sacred prayer tradition, which is using a prayer to affect a subtle shift in consciousness sufficient to register the energy of the Akasha, the primary substance. Mm. So in the saying of the prayer, there's a very specific prayer that was given to me in my records, and in the saying of the prayer, two things happen. One is the consciousness of the practitioner becomes very receptive. It's being open and receptive. It moves us into a state of receptivity.
Mm-hmm.
And simultaneously, we call forth one set of records, right? So, and we always want to know where we are, and we also like to know what we're doing, like whose records are these? Where is this? Where, you know, right? What's the source of our guidance?
Great.
So we say a prayer to open the records, and then we say a prayer to close the records.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what it does, it establishes an energetic, it's like a sanctuary, really, right, wherein we can more clearly see, understand, perceive truth, like really essential truth about ourselves, about what we're doing in life, about our, you know, our motivations, the possibilities, the probabilities. It's quite exciting, really.
And you know what? I am a very intuitive person and have abilities to channel stuff, right? And so I can channel stuff intuitively. And so I got your first book. I got the key, the prayer key, the sacred prayer. And I said the prayer out loud and I did the meditation, which is part of the process. And then I assume the Lord of the Records, who is like the keeper of the records, said, yeah, you can enter. Yeah, you're with Linda. Come on in. Let me into this incredibly exclusive nightclub because I got, you know, I'm with Linda. Here's my prayer. And then I got into the Lord of Records.
It's so funny.
And then I had the masters, loved ones, and teachers came to me. And I've got to tell you, the stuff they told me, I could work lifetimes trying to write the thing. The beauty in what they said and how they said it could not have been more impactful. And I could have spent, again, a lifetime trying to figure this stuff out. And like you said, you feel it, but actually to, and I mean, what a wonderful opportunity that now we actually, one, you've given us a key by the first book. You can get the key too. and then secondly,
that we're empowered to have this information so that we know with more certainty where we're going and our purpose. And it feels like having that record to me and having the reading that I did for myself has been so empowering in so many different ways. So thank you. It is honestly one of the most beautiful gifts that you could give to someone because it's a gift of empowerment, right? You can now know. So
it is empowering. It's absolutely empowering, which is why it's been like a spiritual secret, right? Forever until now, because it is empowering. Because what it does, it's not just, and it's interesting you bring this up. There is a level of information. But it's actually wisdom, distinct from information. Yes. So there's all this wisdom. It's infinite wisdom. It's timeless wisdom. But it's within an environment. It's a culture. I call it the Akashic atmosphere. And it's governed by, governed by three principles, right? The three absolutes. The first is fear not. And then resist not and judge not. These three principles in combination establish a very safe environment within which we can sit, basically, and be with ourselves in the process of greater knowing. It is, as you said, it's really empowering. And so what happens working in the records, you know, it's not really psychic. You don't have to be psychic. You don't even have to be that intuitive to be successful in this. This is about having a more conscious relationship with your own soul. And see, we all have a certain level of awareness of our souls, yeah? But in this situation, it can grow in a quickened way, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we're in a place where we're not resisting it. Our very openness, our willingness accelerates the process of knowing. So it's a very, when I think about, so what is this zone, right? This Akashic zone. It's like this space where the compassion of the universe, right? The compassion, the wisdom, and the energy, the vital life force all converge. Are there consciously, we will naturally get to the truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then what I think is fascinating is having gone there and still, I mean, I think that there, and what's so lovely is that if you feel like for whatever reason, if you're stuck or you need another person, there are other people who can take you there, right? Because other people can read your records. And I think what's so helpful is, and this is just life guidance, right? Fear not, resist not, judge not. I mean, I think that's the what you said was in the atmosphere is wonderful because it's life, like you said, it's life wisdom. I want to ask you something real quickly before we close on this segment. You mentioned that there are you mentioned earlier in the first segment that there are lots of different paths to get into the Akashic records. And that you mentioned that yours is specifically the heart of the Akasha. And I wanted to understand what the heart part meant.
Okay. We are as human beings, right, in the time we're in, we have really explored our minds, and we've done a wonderful job. Like the human race, we've done a damn good job.
Right.
Sorry. But we have, right? Mm-hmm. We know we are learning all about directing our thinking and consciously choosing thoughts and using thought to guide energy and like that. We really we're doing really quite well with that. But the great challenge is to live from our hearts, to cultivate our hearts. So there is within the Akasha, which is infinite, yes, there are more mental realms there, but there is also the heart, which corresponds to our personal heart, the heart of the earth, the heart of compassion, of life. And so the opportunity of the prayer, the pathway prayer that I teach, and the work that has been revealed to me, my work in this record, is really about, I want to say, nurturing, cultivating a flourishing human heart that can give, that can be generous, that, do you see, because this is where, we have a gazillion wonderful ideas. We have great thinkers, But the challenge is our hearts, unfortunately, have been dwarfed in comparison to the work we've done in other areas. And mm-hmm. so my understanding of my own work is to actually, you know, it's the heart, you know, the personal heart corresponding to the heart of life, right?
Mm.
And it, in a pipeline, right, a bridge of light that nurtures and sustains and expands so that our hearts and our minds and ultimately our wills are all working in harmony to support us leading lives that are ultimately soul-led.
I love that. So, and I think that that's really what, it's a balance, right? And it's not, there's nothing wrong with being a mind person, and we've had wonderful discoveries and inventions. And think about if we were to couple that with a heart, how powerful this universe would be, right? And all the things that you can accomplish as an individual, right?
Well, see, that's what, right. It's not one is, see, there are, you know, there's the right use, right? The right use of the heart. Many of us have, you know, I mean, we know this. There's the right use of the mind. And this is about really, I want to say nourishing the heart so that it can come into balance, right? And we can proceed. We are in, you know, as we know, I mean, we're in very exciting, interesting times, and our hearts must be nurtured and sustained for us to make this great, great transition we're in.
Wonderful. So thank you, Linda, for helping us understand the process of how we get into this fabulous nightclub of wonders, giving us the key. And then, you know, entering, and I think in most, one of the most critical places, right? The balance in the heart. So get Linda Howe's book on how to read the Akashic Records, because it works, whether you're psychic or not. I mean, it works, and it's incredibly revealing and powerful. To learn more about the Akashic Records and continue listening to part three of our four-part series, listeners in Seattle, you can check out Linda's class at www.eastwestbookshop.com to register for her Friday and Saturday class on healing through the Akashic Records. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful! Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm CJ Liu, and you are listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are now in part three of our four-part series on the Akashic Records. And we are blessed to have Linda Howe, who has written two books, including her new book, Healing Through the Akashic Records. And so this segment is really all about understanding how can someone heal through the Akashic Records. So what I wanted to do is get a sense, and when I was reading your first book, it seems like there are all sorts of wounds that someone can get throughout their whole life. You'd mentioned, you know, there's life patterns, ancestral patterns, and what I read by that, it's like we have patterns of behavior. Like, I'm a control freak. Okay. So that must be something that's been in my life. It's probably in my blueprint in big, bold letters. That's my guess. But this is a pattern, right? And it's a pattern that has probably served me to a certain point, given what I was listening to some of your podcasts. And the point is, in your podcast, is these things have served you and have benefited you. And there reaches a point in life. This point is now for me that that life pattern is no longer useful, right? And that you need to actually observe. And some of those things may be ancestral. Maybe my mom and my mom's mom, they were and they are control freaks. So some of these things are ancestral patterns too. Right. This is what I think you were trying to say, is that these wounds, and those are the kind of things that you can heal through the Akashic Records?
Of course.
Okay. So, can you heal me now? How long does it take?
Of course. Okay. Okay. Okay, so here's the first thing I want to tell you, is that we're talking about healing through the records, not healing by the records, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not where the records do it to us. Not what we're talking. Do you see what I'm saying? This is,
you mean I have to do work, Linda?
I know, I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. But you know what? It's really, it's easy. Well, easy, I don't know. Easy is not the right word. Simple, but not easy.
Simple,
okay,
all right.
So here's the idea. The idea is that, yes, wounds, these patterns of thought and behavior that we have developed through experiences, right, through our human experiences to enable us to get through some tough stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens is, you know, a wound is an injury, okay, some kind of injury. And what we traditionally do is as human beings, we tend to take our injuries and use them as evidence of our own unworthiness, or maybe the unworthiness of our offenders.
Yes,
you know, whatever it does though, right, it's always a weapon, right? We take our wounds, they're either weapons against ourselves, weapons against other people, right? And the opportunity of this healing practice is to begin to see the wound as the sacred opportunity, so that it is no longer our limitation, but our opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
To come to know ourselves more, to encounter the divine reality, right? That's what this whole business is about. And the work, see, in the second book, the first book is how to work in the records. And the second book is how to use them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity. So it's that we use this dimension as really a wonderful space within which we can examine the reality and move through really a series of steps enabling us to shift, right? We all want to shift. And of course we want to shift. We're uncomfortable.
Right.
We want to shift from limitation to possibility, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From restriction to expansion. From victim to liberated, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we want. And this is a way to do it. So in my work, I was given a series of steps, a protocol, really, mm-hmm. to use. And it has to do with taking spiritual principles and applying them in everyday life. So like one of the practices that was given to me is the practice of unconditional self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I knew, you know, listen, I get the idea of self-love. I'm like, well, what do you do with that? Right?
Right.
And, okay, so the idea is that no matter what, in consciousness, I get on my own side. I say, of course you said that, of course you didn't say that, of course you did that, of course you didn't mm-hmm. do that. That the opportunity is to practice extending unconditional kindness and respect to myself no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's a series of steps that, you know, that I talk about in the book, that I teach in the class, right? And this
mm-hmm.
is how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was getting this protocol, these protocols, because I have them for ourselves, in our relationships with other people, and then really in our relationship with the world. So there are three levels, you know, three big levels to this. But, do you know, in my own experience, see, this is so cool, because I was working in my own records, and you know, my father was dying, and I was like, oh my God, and it was hard. I mean, you know, that's hard. And,
right.
And I had, you know, and I'm second of eight, so I have a lot of siblings. And I was pretty much, I guess it sounds like you maybe, I had very definite ideas about what everyone should be doing, right, to help with my father.
Exactly.
It was needless to say, you know, I was not well received. That's all right. Because see, what I got, and then on the other side, you know, we have a son, right? So I've got this little boy, and I'm like, who's very creative and fun and cool, and I'm like, how do I encourage this kid? And yet, right, you know, and how do I teach him discipline and not squash him and all those issues?
Mm.
And I was caught, right, I'm caught between these two, and I would go into my records and say, help, what can I do? And a little bit at a time, I would get like, try this, and now try this. And I would, you know, I tricked, right? If I didn't know I was getting a book, and then what I would do is I would have a body of practices, right? This is all a big experiment, right? So I would take it to my students. I would say we're going to do a class, right? So they're like,
awesome.
I've got some core students who are like, all right, we're in, right?
Yeah.
And what I began to see is that to a person, these practices were very helpful.
Mm.
And that is, so that's how this all came to be, you see. And in my own experience, I mean, it was so fabulous because the wisdom that was imparted to me through my own records about really how to bring dignity to that time of great transition in my family, right, the death of my father, as opposed to using it as a time for conflict and, you know, family
right.
warfare, right? No. I mean, it was beautiful then. It continues to be beautiful. And I have to tell you something. I looked around for a lot of material, like how to heal. And I'm doing things like, I don't know, you know, I'm lighting candles. I'm doing all kinds of stuff because I'm looking for help. But I was very, in my own experience, I was having a very hard time bridging this. How do I take some of these spiritual ideas and actually use them? See, I didn't know, I need things very helpful to have them, spelled out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this work is. Mm.
Astounding to me. It's astounding to me all the different things you can do with these records, because what I'm hearing you say you did with your record and that we can do with our record is that you're able to call out daily protocols. I mean, What can this what can these records not do? Daily protocols, strategies, mission, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. As long as you, this is right. Right. They're wonderful, but see, they're very particular to the individual. Like, but I want to be really clear here. This is not your best resource for divination. I mean, if you want fortune telling, go to a fortune teller. Mm-hmm. If you want absolutes, go find yourself a good clairvoyant. This is about the emerging authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
This is about how do I live from my innermost self? How do I lead a soul-led life? How do I have my deepest truths expressed in my everyday life? That's what this is about. So it really is about consciousness development and empowerment and responsibility and all of those things, right?
Now, who wouldn't want that? Now, people, seriously, don't you want that?
That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody wants. Once we get over the hump, like, wait a minute, I want that, whatever, you know, I want the lottery numbers, whatever.
This is what we all want. You know you want it. So go get that book, Healing Through the Akashic Records. Get the first book to figure out how to do it, and then get the second book, because this is quintessentially your journey, right? So to learn more about the Akashic Records, then listen to our final segment on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. And really, the part four is really looking at what it says about the 2012 and how we could be leading our lives in a different way. If you want to listen to this show or others, you can go to www.firedupwithcj or itunes.com. Listeners in Seattle, make sure to go to this workshop. You'll learn so much. You can get to Linda's workshop on September 30th and October 1st by going to eastwestbookshop.com. Register for the class. It's going to be awesome. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hey everyone, I'm CJ Liu and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we are experiencing the magic of Linda Howe. Oh my gosh, you are the best person ever. We're talking about the Akashic Records, and specifically we were in the previous segments, we were talking about healing through the Akashic Records, her new book. And gosh, I love your energy. I love the wisdom that you're imparting. And you know what I love so much about it, and I appreciated this in the first book that I read, is you're so pragmatic. I'm like, it's like, it's the Heloise of spirituality. What? You want this? Oh, I'll tell you what you need to do. I mean, it's very pragmatic, and I so appreciate that. Seriously. So many of the books out there, they're not pragmatic, and this is like, I get it. It's reality-based. It's very pragmatic. It's very helpful. I love it. So in your one of your podcasts or articles, or I think both, you talk about 2012, and you talk about a different way of framing it. And I have two questions. One, I wanted to get a sense of what you found through that. And two, I wanted to know, because it's interesting to me that you can actually go and check the Akashic Records for a piece of land. And I wanted to ask, the first question was, how do you do that? Do you say that your address out loud, or what do you call out when you do the prayer?
Yes. Here's the idea. The idea is, well, you know, I mean, we know that the land is alive.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. Okay. We got that part.
Yes.
And, but see, you can open the records of places, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're public places. I mean, we don't open the records of anyone's home without their permission.
Right.
Okay. We just don't do that. However, you know, we can open the records. Certainly it's our planet. I mean, you can open the records of the planet if you like. You can open the records of the solar system. You can open the records of the oceans.
So would you just say, does Mother Earth open up your records? Like, what would I say?
To the Earth, right. I would say, you, if you like to call her Mother, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever,
yes, I would open up the records of the Earth, planet Earth is what I call it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can do that. Open up the records of the Earth. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Not everyone is going to get, I mean, you will get what's there for you, and I will get what's there for me, right?
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's not like a free-for-all in there where it's like, woohoo, we're all going to get all this. No. Because we all don't have the same needs. Do you see?
We don't have the same access privileges.
We really don't. We really don't. You know, that is so true. But that's really true. We don't. And, that, you know, we don't need what we don't need. I mean,
right,
anyway.
Exactly. What are you going to do with all that information?
What are you going to do anyway? But you can open the record. It's so true. You use the same prayer, right? It's the same process.
Okay.
It's anything with a registered name you can open, right? You can open the records of animals. Some people are great with that. Some people are terrible. I mean, come on. We're not all here to work with animals. So it's really interesting to, you know, to really take, you know, to become aware of, you know, what are my soul's, right, what are the purposes of this lifetime for me? Why did I come? What were my intentions, my purposes? What are the dreams of my heart, right, the deep heart, right, the inner heart? And really to become more aware of these and to look and see, am I in alignment or am I not? Are the choices I make on a daily basis supporting realizing my destiny or derailing me? Like,
okay, so let's go to the planet Earth, because you had said that in 2012.
Yes.
Here's
the idea.
Who did you call? What address did you call?
Okay, I'll tell you what I did. I worked in two different realms. Yeah. One at a time. I work in one at a time. And so I've opened up the records of the Earth to look and see, but I've also opened up my own records, right? Mm-hmm. Because we can access, right, we can access different things from different angles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in this inquiry, what has was made very clear to me, and I want you to know what was really much stronger was working in my own personal records, because it's my personal access, you see. I have great facility there. You know, after 17 years of practice, I've gotten pretty good at it. But here's the thing. What's very clear to me is that this 2012, you know, there's a lot of talk, oh, it's the end of the world. The fact is, it is the end of life as we have known it. Mm-hmm. And we are already under, right, we are under the umbrella of the 2012 energy. And the opportunity really is the dramatic shift from living a life that's externally dictated, right, to a life where we rely on internal, our own internal resources.
Sorry.
Right. No, I mean, that's really what it is, right? It is. This is the first time in thousands of years where we will not be identifying ourselves by the religion of our childhood. This is a radical departure from the way we have known ourselves. And so we see the old structures collapsing. And I say collapse away. Is it a mess? Yes, it's terrible. Economy, governments, it's all going the way of the dogs. But what's happening is that each and every one of us is being challenged to recognize the light within, within ourselves, to look within for a connection with our own spiritual authority that no one can take or alter or mutilate, right? This is a source, a resource that we've always had, and we are becoming aware of how to use it. It is the age of spiritual maturity is upon us. We are also individually and collectively, I mean, there really is, you know, the collective is a series of individuals. And so, but really, what we are also looking at is a very real, very practical shift from living lives of self-reliance and human reliance to lives of divine reliance, really being led by the light, right? And demonstrating that in our everydayness. The time is upon us to be the light of the world, right? To be that I am to be the light in my world and you are the light in your world.
So what does one do then to prepare? This has been happening over time, but what can we do to prepare so we're ready?
I'll tell you. All right. I'll tell you what. Well, we're already, okay, here we go. Here comes the tidal wave, right? Here's what we want to do. The first thing is to transform our relationships with ourselves from relationships of self-doubt, right? And in the extreme, self-contempt and self-loathing. Into self-love and appreciation, to master the practice of unconditional self-love.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Then, to lead lives of appropriate action, where we are expressing our innermost truth in the world, where we extend to one another in our relations with others, we make peace, and we make peace by extending the benefit of the doubt to others. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And really letting go of our resentments. Right? Mm-hmm. Understanding, or at least considering the possibility that everything that has ever occurred to us has occurred in an effort to wake us up to the truth of our own goodness and really the goodness of all others. And finally, to use our wounds and our difficulties as the platform for our transformation in the world. I know I talk a lot about the Ascension Matrix, which is composed of gratitude, grace, and generosity. This is, these three, we all have it within us. And when active, it's the combination of these three gives us the momentum, the velocity, right, the uplift to be in the world, to be effective, to be kind and respectful, to make our contributions, to participate fully, but to not be burdened, to not be weathered, right, by the distress of others. It is the most exciting time, and there are ways for us to engage both within ourselves and with our own spiritual authority so that we actually live as the solution to all the problems in the world today.
Beautiful. Okay, guys, don't worry about the earthquake kit. Seriously, just get two things. Get Linda's book on how to read the record so you know what's in your record. Then go to get the second book on healing. So that's, I mean, that's your earthquake kit, right? That's what you do to get prepared. So that
in
2012, you're ready, man. That's what you need to do. Don't worry about anything else. Get the books. So
that's right.
So listen,
it's true. It's true. There is a, right? It's like, yes.
I get it. So remember to listen later on the show in iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj.com. And honestly, listen again because there are so many pearls of wisdom. And sometimes what we need to do is listen and listen and re-listen so that there are so many profound things that you said. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to listen and re-listen to your words because they are gems. So thank you so much for being on the show. Next Thursday, we will be talking to Dr. Stephen Farmer about his book, Earth Magic. And listeners in Seattle, make sure to go to www.eastwestbookshop.com to register for Linda's Friday and Saturday class on healing through the Akashic Records. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.